Direct Current Cardioversion, DCCV. A cardioversion is a procedure used to restore your abnormal heart rhythm into a normal or slower rhythm. Please remember the procedure times are approximate. Expect a possible delay. You will need someone who can drive you home. Please arrange your transportation prior to the procedure. Report to the ambulatory surgery waiting room located on the east side of the hospital. Parking is available at 10th and Asher Street. Prior to the procedure, are you currently taking Coumadin, Xarelto, Pradaxa, or Eliquis? If so, please check with your physician for instructions. Nothing to eat or drink after midnight the day prior to your procedure. Please do not chew gum or smoke after midnight either. Take your heart and lung medication with a sip of water the morning of the procedure. Do not take any diabetic medications the morning of the procedure. Your blood sugar will be monitored and medications given accordingly. Bring a list of your current medications. Shower and bathe before coming to the hospital and remove any nail polish. Leave your jewelry and valuables at home. Other items will be given to your family to hold on to. If you have to reschedule, please contact our office at 573-308-1301 before the day of the procedure. Steps from arrival to discharge. Check in at the ambulatory surgery waiting room and complete the necessary paperwork and registration. You will be taken to a room in ambulatory surgery. Your family may accompany you. A gown will be provided for you to wear. All of your clothing, to include undergarments, will be placed in a bag and given to your family. You will be asked to read and sign consent forms for your procedure. Vital signs will be taken and IV started, and any necessary laboratory specimens will be drawn. An EKG will be done the morning of the procedure. You will be transported to the cardiac cath lab by stretcher. Your family will wait in the cath lab waiting room. During the procedure, you will need to lie on the stretcher. Pads that deliver the electric shocks will be attached to your chest. Sedative will then be administered through your IV to keep you sleepy and calm during the procedure. A shock will then be delivered at that time. An EKG is done to confirm your rhythm has returned to normal. Following your procedure, you will be taken to the recovery room for close monitoring. You will remain there until you can be safely discharged. This is typically 1 to 2 hours, though times may vary. Some criteria for discharge: stable vital signs, able to walk with minimal assistance, tolerating clear liquids, no evidence of complications during or after the procedure. Discharge home. Written discharge instructions will be given and discussed with you. Questions are always encouraged. If you've not received your follow-up appointment, please call the Heart and Vascular Center as soon as possible to schedule one at 573-308-1301. Please do not hesitate to call our office with any questions or concerns you have about their procedure.